As the host of The Sound Podcast, Ira Haberman listens to a lot of music. Too much music. But now, he wants to share the best of what he's listening to with you. Here are seven things you should be listening to on The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Can you hear? You've been listening to The Grateful Dead and The Music Never Stopped, taken from their Chicago, Illinois performance, May 13th, 1977, at the Auditorium. There will always be differing opinions on the value of Don and Gene Godshout to the band, and believe me, I get it. But I, for one, enjoy the extra element she adds, and this show in its entirety might be my favorite Don and Gene Godshout show. She comes across as pure and carries notes really well, which can be a trick for her. It's a great performance that often gets overlooked by some of the other great May shows in 77. Also, I hope you heard Phil drop bass bombs all over the place. Amazing stuff. Our pals in Mapache have a new album coming in March called From Liberty Street. It's been a busy week of announcements for Sam Blasucci and Clay Finch, with the announcement that their Grateful Dead tribute band, Grateful Shred, will be playing Lockin Festival this year. So lots going on for this pair. This track, though, Life on Fire, from Liberty Street, is absolutely gorgeous, filled with rich acoustic and electric textures. I can only imagine what was in the air when the dudes recorded this one.
I want you to know, you set my life on fire. Brain shines gold, she said, I like your style. Ooh, baby, now you're making me laugh. Ooh, baby, I've cried, I filled a jar or two. Now I drink that jar whenever I feel blue. Ooh, baby, how many days flown by. Ooh, baby,
groovy stuff with lovely harmonies and the rest from Apache and Life on Fire. Obviously, you should subscribe and keep listening to the Sound Podcast, because we no doubt will have the guys on the show soon enough. Speaking of Lockin and amazing harmonies, Midnight North also have a new album coming soon that they just are in the midst of recording. They did, however, release a video single that we managed to snag the audio from. We're so psyched to get any new music from this band, and believe me, we're already bugging management to get us more music from this great, great band. For now, though, have a listen to Longview, a beautiful track that has all the elements you'd expect from Midnight North. Terrific musicianship, and even better harmonies.
Lost one night, far from home. Take that chance that the route is known by someone near. Clear blue skies, celestial sphere. Us mortals we're in constant fear of losing time. Maybe I'll get older and learn this is how it's done. I can stay a little longer in the sun. Like building a ship in a bottle, like rowing a boat on the open sea. I look past you looking at me, I take a long view. And stay for just one more glass of wine. Like building a ship in a bottle, like rowing a boat on the open sea. I look past you looking at me, I take a long view. Like holding a note for a moon, like taking another look. I give up all my long view. Like
Longview from Midnight North. They played Terrapin Crossroads on the weekend, and by all accounts, it was a delicious show. By the way, if you ever want to get me a present, a ticket to San Francisco and a few nights stay there, or in Marin, so I can check out Terrapin Crossroads with my own eyes and ears and report back, would be a gift that would keep on giving. And yes, we plan to have Graham and Elliot from Midnight North on the show soon, so stay tuned. Neighbor continued to draw a huge audience as part of their Tuesday night residency at Thunder Road in Somerville, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. That means a lot more music from this band that features Richard James and Lyle Brewer, a terrific songwriting tandem. Of course, we had Rich on the Sound podcast, so check out this tune and then have a listen to their story in episode 243. I suspect big things soon from this band. Here, though, right now is Lonely Rider from January 14th, 2020 at Thunder Road. Thank you. Lonely Rider from Neighbor. What a great tune and an amazing band. Be sure to follow Neighbor, spelt without the U in America, on Facebook, and join their fan group, Neighbors, on Facebook as well. It's a great community headed up by Tom and Sonia, who are part of the Sound family. Reed Jenauer begins his tour of the Northeast February 13th in Portland, Maine. We had him on the show last week, episode 245, in case you want to go back and listen. We talked to him about the new compilation, Reed and Folks Extended Release, which includes highlights from the Conspire to Smile tour with a bunch of notables. And we talked about a whole bunch of other stuff, too. While we were chatting, one said notable, Dan Lebowitz, popped up as online on Facebook Messenger for me. So, of course, I said hi. It was actually almost exactly at the same time as I was talking to Reed about Lebo's inclusion on Extended Release with this song, an ALO classic. Here is I Wanna Feel It from Reed Jenauer and Folks, featuring Lebo.
Storm's coming on. Do I want a feeling? 'Cause I won't go back. I want to stand up to my pride. 'Cause I want a feeling. Well, all my soul is gonna bleed. The deeper through it, I will breathe. 'Cause I want a feeling. If the silence could have fallen, do I want to hear it? Well, I won't cry for him. Want to sit here by myself, 'cause I want to hear it. Gonna let the silence swarm till it silences the storm, 'cause I want to hear it. Fly. Well, the darkness is rolling in. Do I wanna be? Well, I won't cry for you. Wanna sit here by myself, 'cause I wanna beg you, I wanna beg you. This darkness we've been fenced, our storm is silent, 'cause I wanna beg you, I wanna beg you. Well, I learned so deep and wide, that unshackling my mind, 'cause I wanna share it, it won't do me no good locked up inside and misunderstood. 'Cause I wanna share it, I wanna share it. Well, this love can silence any fight, turn the darkness inside. 'Cause I wanna share it, I wanna share it. I'm
Yes, yes, I know. Amazing, fun stuff. That was a cover of ALO's I Wanna Feel It from Reed Jenauern, folks, featuring Dan Lebo Leibowitz. So last week, you may recall that we let off 7 Things You Should Be Listening To with a Bogey Band and Joe Russo tune. Well, I shortchanged you, forgetting to mention that Joe Russo has a solo record out now called Furbany. That's Furbany with a PH, and I'm sure I'm not pronouncing it right. The band includes a whole bunch of really awesome players, including Stuart Bogie, Eric Lawrence, Josh Kaufman, and Robbie Magano. Needless to say, it's a brilliant record full of percussion greatness and a whole lot more, including this really spacey, jazzy jam that is just totally fun. Here is Molly and Annie. What more can I say about Joe Russo that you don't already know? The man isn't just a dog owner, as memes will remind you on social media. He is an otherworldly musician and drummer. Don't believe me? Maybe this will convince you. Before we leave you, have a listen to Joe Russo's Almost Dead and their performance of Ruben and Charisse November 25th, 2019 at the Brooklyn Bowl. The event was a fundraiser for Headcount, an organization that helps people get registered to vote in the United States. If you haven't already, check out headcount.org. But now, kick back or get up and dance while you listen to Ruben and Charisse. Oh, and in case you want it, you can get the whole recording of the show at the link in the show notes.
Thank you.
been listening to 7 Things You Should Be Listening To on the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Technical production from Andrea Ruse and Adam Karsh. Share your thoughts with us by tweeting at Ira Haberman or at the Sound Media. Thank you for listening.